Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday, December 13th edition of the MAOB Daily Podcast. Yes, the Friday, the 13th edition. I think that's the first one I've did. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. As you can see outside the window, it's very early in the morning right now. It's 5:30 a.m. on Friday, but there's a good reason for that. My flight for Las Vegas leaves in a few hours, so had to do the podcast. Did it really early in the morning, but ready to go. So don't know how many people are watching live right now. I'm sure people are sleeping because that's what normal people do at this time of the day. But I'm going to still do it anyways. And yes, like I said, I'm going to be in Vegas in a few hours, so can't wait for that. But there is news to talk about, so I'm going to do it right now. There's quite a few fight announcements that we announced yesterday. I'm going to start with the big one. Francis Ngannou versus Jairzinho Rozenstruik. It's happening, guys. It's going to happen at UFC Columbus. That was an event that was announced yesterday, March 28th. At Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. It's a UFC Fight Night card. Ngannou versus Rozenstruik's official. Great fight. Love this matchup. I've been talking about it for a few weeks now. Rozenstruik's been calling for Ngannou. Ngannou likes the fight too. I like the fight. I think most fans love this fight. It's just an amazing fight. Between two guys that hit really hard. So should be a great fight. Ngannou is an amazing fighter. So is Rozenstruik for what we've seen so far out of him in the UFC. So we'll start with Ngannou here. 14-3 record. Great record. And 9-2 record in the UFC. So tremendous record in the UFC. 9 wins by stoppage, 8 by knockout, 1 by submission. He's looked amazing. Obviously, Ngannou is a beast. After the back-to-back losses to Miocic and Derek Lewis last year, he's bounced back really nicely with the 3 knockout wins over Curtis Blaydes, Cain Velasquez, and JDS. It's unfortunate he's had to wait a while to get another fight, but he's getting a big one here against Rozenstruik, who is really talented, and he's 10-0, including a 4-0 mark so far in the UFC. In 2019 alone, he's got knockout wins, obviously over Overeem, which I've been talking about all week, but also Arlovski, Crowder, and Albini. So he's looked really good. Obviously, the Overeem fight wasn't his best performance, but he did get the win at the end of it, and the guy's really talented. So this is a great fight. I'm positive Ngannou's going to be favored in this fight. Most people will expect him to win this fight, and I do lean that way, but I'm telling you right now, don't count out Jairzinho Rozenstruik. This guy has proven time and time again now in the UFC that he has serious knockout power and he has the will to win. So I would not count out Jairzinho at all. I think he can win this fight. I think that Ngannou will be a decent-sized favorite. It'll probably look like the Derek Lewis fight as far as the betting line goes, maybe a little bit lower. And I actually took Lewis in that fight. I didn't expect to be that bad, but I took him because of value. And I think people were kind of writing him off a little bit. It's heavyweight, guys, so you never know, right? Jairzinho could land on Ngannou. You know, one thing about Ngannou is he hasn't been knocked out. He's lost 3 fights in his career, all by decision. But what happens if he does get touched on the chin by a big hitter like this? We'll see what happens. Great fight. Love this matchup. Again, you got to favor Ngannou a little bit, but don't count out Jairzinho Rozenstruik. There are a couple other fight announcements I'll get to in one sec, but I just want to talk about Dana White said yesterday. He kind of talked a little bit more about the Conor McGregor comments he made the other day about him getting a next lightweight title shot in an interview with Brett Okamoto. It's basically he's just doubled down on what he said. He said Conor's going to get the title shot if he beats Donald Cerrone. So a lot of people are not very happy with this. It is what it is. I mean, I'm not surprised. Obviously, Conor McGregor is a massive deal. He's a big star. A huge name. I'm not surprised at all, guys. So, yeah, it sucks for Justin Gaethje. He wants that title shot. He deserves it. He just knocked out Cerrone himself, and he knocked out Vic and Barboza as well. So, 3 wins should probably be better than 1, but not when you're Conor McGregor. I mean, the guy's name is so big and so synonymous with MMA, and if he does beat Cerrone, I don't think anyone should be surprised when he does get the title shot. So, he's got to get that done, and obviously, Habib's got to get by Ferguson, because I think if Ferguson does beat Habib, you might see a rematch there. And I think Ferguson does have a chance there. So there's a lot of moving parts here. You can't just say right now McGregor's going to get the shot, because first off, that Habib fight's in April, which is so stupid. You know, I love that matchup. Why is it so far away, guys? Like, I really have no idea. Why not do it in February? Why not do it in March? Like, why April? I get that they have other cards filling up quickly, but to me, it seems ridiculously of a long wait. Like, it's kind of silly. But anyways, yeah, we'll see what happens here. McGregor versus Cerrone is going to be a big fight. And this is a good segue to talking about the other fight announcements here. UFC 246, they announced the full card yesterday. And there are quite a few fights on the card. I think there's 13 fights total. So pretty standard card. But there were a few fights announced yesterday that we haven't heard about yet. So a couple of interesting ones here, including a women's strawweight bout between Claudia Gadea and Alexa Grasso. So really interesting fight here, for sure, between two very talented women. Claudia Gadea, she's always been one of the top fighters in the division. Hasn't won the championship yet, obviously, but still one of the top fighters. Overall, her record in the UFC is, in MMA, it's 17-14. In the UFC, it's 6-4. So an above 500 record for sure. I think she hasn't lived up to all the expectations we had coming into the UFC. Most people thought she would be a champion. She hasn't did that yet, but she still has a good chance to do so. She's only 31, so she's not super old yet by any means. Coming off a really bad fight with Randy Marcos, like one of the worst fights of the year, arguably, but she did win the fight, so that was good for her. And obviously, she has a couple other notable wins in her career, including fighters like Carla Esparza and Carolina Kovalevich. But having said that, when she stepped up in competition, she's lost. Joanna, she lost to Jessica Andrade and also Nina Ansaroff. So she's a good fighter for sure, but she's shown her flaws in her game, and I don't think that she's been the championship level fighter that a lot of us thought she would be. As far as Alexa Grasso goes, she's 11-3 in her career, and she's just 3-3 in the UFC. So not a great record in the UFC either. Coming off a decision loss to Carla Esparza, a close fight, but she does have a couple of notable wins, including Randy Marcos and Kovalevich, who, like I said, Gadea has beaten. So interesting fight here. But I got to lean a little bit towards Gadea. I just think the grappling is going to be the difference here. She's been proven time and time again to be a really solid grappler. And Grasso's one of her biggest issues is her grappling. So I think she probably gets taken down in a wrestle here. And the last fight announcement here, actually, sorry, there's another one for 246. Yeah, Sabino Mazo against J.J. Aldrich. So Sabino Mazo is, what's her record? I think it's 1-1. Let's pull it out here, guys. Sorry. Sabino Mazo is 7-1 in her career and 1-1 in the UFC, win over Shayna Dobson and a loss to Marina Rose. And she takes on J.J. Aldrich here, and Aldrich 8-3 record, including she has a decent record in the UFC, 4-2, surprisingly decent, coming off a nice win over Laura Mueller, who's actually just recently released. Also wins over Vienna, Taylor, and John, and losses to Lena and Barber. So a decent record in the UFC at 4-2, but I kind of lean towards Mazo a little bit. I think that her upside is a little bit higher, but definitely a close fight on paper for sure. And the last fight announcement here, John Phillips versus Dusko Todorovic at UFC London. So an interesting fight there. John Phillips, he just saved his job in his last fight. He finally picked up a win in the UFC and saved his job because he was on the verge of being cut for sure. He's 1-3 in the UFC. He beat Alan Amadovsky before that, lost to Jack Marshman, Kevin Holland, and Charles Byrd. So saved his job, which was good for him, obviously. And then he takes on Dusko Todorovic, who is coming off a win on the Contender Series. He's 9-0, and he beat Teddy Ash in the Contender Series. And he's got a lot of finishes in his career, 8 wins by finish. That was his first decision. This guy's a really good prospect. Yeah, you got to favor Todorovic for sure. So that fight is happening at UFC London, which still doesn't have a main event, but it looks like it's going to be Leon Edwards versus Tyron Woodley. And I actually have a few live viewers right now, 5:30. Thanks, guys. You guys are troopers. So that's it for today's show, though, guys. It's a short one. Obviously, like I said, I'm going to be leaving very shortly, so I got to get out of here. But, yeah, I'll be in Vegas from today, Friday, until Wednesday. I do plan on doing the show on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but I don't know what the times are going to be. I actually might do Monday's show instead on Sunday. I'm doing the recap show of UFC 245 just because I know Monday I'm going to be at the Grand Canyon all day, so I don't think I'll be able to do the show. So I might do it Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, definitely keep in touch, on Twitter. I'll be around for sure. I'll be posting about my trip. And I'll be at the fights tomorrow, guys. So I can't wait for that. I know you guys are going to be watching those fights. That card is amazing. It's such a stacked card. I cannot wait for this card. Like I've said a few times in this podcast, crazy enough, this is my first time in Vegas. I've been covering MMA since 2011, and this is my first time going. So I don't know why I waited this long, but it is what it is, and I'm excited as hell to go. So it's going to be a great trip. Got a lot of stuff scheduled for this weekend. I asked people that have been on my Twitter what are some things to do, and people gave me some really good recommendations. So I appreciate that, guys, and I'm excited as heck. So it's going to be a great trip. And like I said, I'll still be doing the podcast. So until then, check me on Twitter at @MAdamMartin. Feel free to send me a message. And also check me out at bjpenn.com and mmarings.net. And just before I get out of here, I do have one question I want to answer here by Kevin Scott. And Kevin, I always appreciate the questions, man. He says, "Hi, Adam. Clarissa Shields is huge, 5'10", competes at 160. Not sure how that would work in MMA. If it would do if It would be for anything more than a one-off catchweight fight. Who knows what they're trying to do? Enjoy your time in Vegas, man. You picked up a hell of a card to see in person, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Clarissa, like I said, yesterday's podcast, Clarissa Shields will be in attendance. So that's going to be interesting. She probably will try calling our man Nunes or vice versa. And yeah, just the UFC wants big fights for Nunes. She's got to get by JDR. But if she does, I think there's a good chance that this fight's going to happen next. So once again, guys, thanks for the questions. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'll be in Vegas. Eric, appreciate it, man. Thank you. Good stuff as always, Adam. Thanks, buddy. And Ron Carlson, super early respect. Oh, man, I love doing the podcast, man. So no problem at all. It is super early. It's 5:30, but it is what it is. I think that's 2:30 Vegas time, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know where you guys are. If you're in West, maybe you guys are going to bed now. I mean, it's possible, right? But hey, it's all good. Guys, thanks again for tuning in to the MMA OB Daily Podcast with me, Adam Martin. Guys, have a great day. And I'll see you guys soon. And appreciate all the kind words. See you guys. Bye.